material world science and the science of the soul, which is a far greater thing. Thus each being on earth must choose between the things of sensory perception, of the physical senses and intellect, and the greater knowing from the intuitive or soul aspect of self. Each must seek the science of the soul first to achieve the needed balance in life. Those who choose wisely to know the truth of life will assist the planet in her, and their own, ascension to higher realms. The remainder will insist that the material world is the only reality and will fall short of the challenge that is being presented to them. For the planet must demonstrate love and wisdom for her evaluation and graduation, and humanity must do the same. Intellect cannot bring love and peace. That is not its purpose. Your key to reaching that goal lies in bringing to balance the soul's science or knowing the universal laws and bringing them onto the physical body of Earth to manifest. Many of your present scientists, especially, will be caught in this crunch of realities. But each person must make the soul choice if progress and ascension are to be assured. Then send love and blessings to the technological and scientific communities on this planet, for they need your prayers and support during this time of challenge. Put another way, this is the personality's Armageddon, the questioning intelligence versus the intuitive knowing. And in this apparent war of intellect against heart, peace must be found through using both in a perfect state of balance. But beginning with the intuitive. For it is from reverent awareness and inquiry that humanity grows in the imperishable quality of truth hidden from your view in the third-dimensional world. Remember, then, that it is only after you are grounded in true spiritual direction that you can become an effective group member ready to freely serve based upon suggestions from your soul. Only when you have integrated your personality, purified it, and let it become a channel for the soul's expression can you be blessed by any real measure of Christ consciousness. But when the personality of the little human self is finally infused with the soul knowing and commitment, life changes dramatically in the miracle of that accomplishment. From here the events of your life are guided by a greater power than your own decision-making and you transcend the personal, becoming like a healthy cell in Earth's precious body. When groups are formed by those who have willingly joined soul to soul, you will experience the transpersonal love which radiates in a brilliance that would blind you if you could see it. That is why I insist that you meet with others like yourself every week to meditate. You will not only enjoy the company of friends on the same path but have a truer knowing about the potent reception of the group energy. High vibrational energy literally changes your mental and emotional subtle bodies, so there is a direct, immediate gift to yourself. And from this higher vibration even your cells change the structure of life within you. Such is the power of large group connection to universal, unconditional love. Thus you are left with a feeling of oneness that words cannot really express. The truth is that in the bonding of soul energy to soul energy you are taken into that heaven which once was your permanent residence, and which now is only briefly enjoyed. But by this steady commitment of daily and weekly meditation you will grow rapidly under our persistent barrage of love which especially comes to you through 1986. The expression of this deep and indescribable bonding is called fellowship, wherein the broad goals of humanity overshadow the desires of the little will of each person. Thus there comes unity within diversity, and the individual chaos of ego dies to the connected purpose and common vision. Truly the soul contact with self and others fills the body with a quality of light that refines and purifies all levels of consciousness, synthesizing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of your being. And by your joining in a network of light with others, you glow even brighter as individuals and as a group. Do not be surprised if you actually feel lighter and if others say that you are looking younger, somehow more peaceful, more contented. For these are the hallmarks of God and of the spiritual presence of that power within you. This peace and a joyous heart are your rewards for the willingness to have that infinite presence center and direct your life. Those who serve others receive joy and light and love beyond the earthly treasures you might enumerate as valuable, for these everlasting qualities take you across the bridge of illusion into the only true vision there is. Your genuine, untarnished residence in light awaits your return, beloveds. As we of heaven do. So reach out in willingness to grow and serve that you may return to your own supreme mansion of consciousness. To know what is happening will give you strength to persevere through everything with love in your heart. For all of the great experimentation has proven that combined love and wisdom last, for they alone bring peace. Take your legacy, beloveds, and join me in whatever evaluation lies ahead. We of the Godhead love you. On that you can count. In that you must trust. See me no more in Jerusalem, for that is not my essential identity, nor need it be yours. Give up your past, your frozen memories of me, and let me appear to you in the fullness of my many talents and great knowledge. You are no longer to be encased in the bleak, black experience of your ignorance while your planet and solar system go forward in growth. You must catch up and join your family of advancing truth and life. You must accept a new birthright of cosmic proportions and a new Jesus of universal magnitude to know your own potential place in evolution. But who is this new Jesus you claim to be? You may be asking. Can there really be such a thing? Could Jesus be an even greater power and presence than before? I answer, yes. And I will share what you must know to free yourself from the past, for those who dwell only in the past tend to reinforce it in their actions and cannot bring the gentle rains of change to soften the soil and feed the tiny tendrils of life that seek further delight in growth above the ground. If you ever had someone else try to explain something you said to another person, or if you have been interviewed by somebody for a newspaper article, radio or TV broadcast, you will know the feeling of frustration that occurs when another speaks for you. They may get a part of it right and then totally misunderstand another portion. Or they may misconstrue the entire theme you wish to impart, thereby bringing forth information that is absolutely incorrect. With this background of your own experience, you can imagine what a difficult task it is for spiritual teachers, both living and dead, to avoid being misquoted and misunderstood in holy books. This is why the major world religions of the past brought teachers to the world in physical bodies or had prophets come to share their understanding of the teachings for others to grasp. This was necessary since most human beings had no awareness of an inner connection to spirit. In this way the message was directly given, but the time lags between visits were long and those who wrote the teachings down had no way to update them. In the Golden Age, however, we shift from this former pattern so that every soul may speak directly from its personality facet to the soul. Through the process of meditation and contemplation, in times of silence and solitude, direct inner messages and assistance can come forth. That is why I call these chapters the New Teachings. For in this material I tell you that humanity can now reach self-mastery through connection with its own soul and the Creator beyond. Once you develop the connection that makes this possible, your prayer and meditation link gives you direct access to the truth of who you are and what your actions should be. And then you will become the creation that was intended from the beginning through your own ability. When this is accomplished, we can guide you all in a more personal and immediate way than you presently enjoy, which is the ultimate meaning of sonship. From your growth you will become that peaceful citizenry capable of expressing God's purpose on the planet and humanity's obligations as her caretakers. Therefore, trust this new process of contact with your soul by contemplation, prayer and meditation, and realize that it is available to all who will take the time to give it the importance it must hold in your daily lives. But I will say more about this later on. For now, please accept that the holy books of all religions need to be understood in a higher state of awareness, which you and you alone can create by your wish to have it so. Why not install your cosmic connection? I say to you that people who limit me to a past understanding of who or what I am are dangerous to themselves, for life is ever evolving in spirit, and growth is the only measure it knows. Even your universe is expanding. And why not? If love blossoms and the new seeds fall into fertile soil, is this not a natural thing? Therefore, put away all rugged cross of crucifixion and raise it with one of growth and expansion. Let me explain so that there no misunderstanding. When I came as that first Son of God, the Christ, it was necessary I take on a physical body in which to reside and prove to humanity I was no death to their true identity. My resurrection is the energy force that is in me now. I am divorced from the crucifixion. It is over and done, and that story is part of an old time of guilt for you which is no longer alive, unless you keep focusing on it and making it your own. Take me down from the old rugged cross if you yourself would be free. See me alive and beautiful and forget the story of the crucifixion and all its guilt and pain. Focus only on the resurrection if you are grateful for my coming, if you would call me elder brother to the human family. As a symbol, use a circle with a short cross within, or a rainbow or a glowing sun, anything which denotes life or growth or unity. Your symbol of the crucified body on a cross must end unless you realize it is your human personality that must die to your soul. Then and only then does this symbol serve you at all. Then let us each choose to forgive ourselves for anything real or imagined that was in any way related to that earth event 2,000 years ago. Be absolutely certain that as a group, and as individuals, you accept forgiveness for anything about that incident. I free you, today, from any sense of shame or guilt you may hold, just let it go. The experience for you must be completed and freed of negative emotions if humanity is to go forward in the light of this new time, this golden age. Leave the remembrance of pain and guilt behind in a glory of my love for you, even as I ask you to forgive me for coming in the way I came to teach, not with my army of angels and military might, but simply in the single a-heartedness of devotion and the clothing of truth. Do not blame anyone for not understanding the teachings. Release any judgment of self or others if you would be happy again. Hear this, churches. And deliver only this message. Note today that the crucifixion aspect is hereby cleansed and forgiven and only the resurrection is real. Each soul learns from experience. But, if the experience is never healed and brought forth to greater understanding, it rests like a festering wound in the soul, holding valuable space which needs releasing. Since no two things can occupy the same place in your consciousness, I beg that, 72, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists. For those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again hear what I say. In denying God's origin you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on Earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions.